There's two things that really matter here. Can he make shots, and is his contract expiring? Check both boxes. J.J. Redick could be somebody a lot of teams want because he's a difference maker for a team in the hunt. His $6 million contract expires too, which is hugely important for flexibility. So I think it's highly likely he's going to be in play and on the move because he's not going to help Orlando. Orlando's pretty quickly going to get into the ping pong ball race and seeing how many where they finish so they can get a good draft pick, and they want to develop young players. And if they can turn J.J. into long-term assets, because they're likely to lose him next year or have to pay him a boatload of money while they're still in transition. So I think they're going to be on the hunt trying to get first-round draft picks or young talent that can go forward with them.
Tom, I know everything's been so much in the media about the Lakers situation, but cap-wise, based on where, do you see anything that they can do, other than the major piece that they have, potentially, that everybody talks about is Pau Gasol, but his $19 million, do you see that traveling anywhere?
Yeah, well, let's back up before we get to Pau. So here's their situation. They're the highest payroll in the league at $100 million. And the luxury tax is roughly $70 million. So they're paying $30 million in penalties, but this is the last year that they have that dollar-for-dollar penalty. Next year, it's that progressive penalty that's so much more punitive, to the point where if they just maintain this roster, re-sign Dwight Howard, and maintain a ballpark $100 million payroll, that $30 million penalty turns into $85 million in penalties. So 30 means 85, which means it's $105 million you'd be paying for the privilege of having the exact same team. I think that's the main reason there's huge pressure for a trade. Plus, they're just horrible right now, right? So get to Pau Gasol's $19 million. That is a big number, but it's probably the best asset they have to trade because at least Powell's under contract next season, and he's kind of unhappy right now with his role. So if they trade for Pau Gasol, who's got a lot of life left in the tank and is a go-to low-post scorer, there's certainty that Powell's going to be around next year. Contrast that to the Dwight Howard noise that's going on right now. As you guys know, Dwight's got about the same money coming to him, but he's only one-year deal, and he can become a free agent. So he's going to be able to dictate where he can go, as he did out of Orlando, or tried to, because nobody's going to take a chance to rent Dwight Howard for a little bit of time and give up a lot of assets to do it.